Blog Talk Radio.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. Head out so
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, one of the producers as well of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well, we are on YouTube. And I know a lot of you are asking, well, Lizzie, you've been doing a lot of shows weekly on YouTube, and we have. And a lot of you are doing YouTube kind of like a link, or I'm not sure what it's called, sort of like FaceTiming. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable doing that right now, not because I can't, it's because I find the quality of right now, unless you have an amazing, awesome studio, which in our case, not right now, but I prefer still the good quality video there on YouTube, well, at least, you know, semi-professional. So we're still doing the old-fashioned podcast ready, whatever it is that you want to call it. And we are doing the YouTube channel, but we are either going to the customer on-prem or the customer comes to our studio here in Toronto, Canada. Today it is June the 18th. Can you believe time is just flying like there is no tomorrow? It's middle of the year already. My kids are 2 weeks away for the summer vacation. And as before I forget, we will be offline for a couple of weeks in July and a couple of weeks of August. I'm taking some time with my kids, you know, to do some fun stuff and do a little bit of traveling. So we will have some repeat show here on the Lizzie T Show daily, that one of the best of 2018, a little bit of a 17. And I do break the year kind of the same thing as my kids do. So September comes, in Canada anyways, as September comes, as a brand new year for me, and that same thing for the rest of the year. So, and obviously I realize that different parts of the world, because this show is worldwide, that is not the case. We have friends from Europe that do have a different scheduling in South America. I know they're still full going on school, and their summer vacation is actually in December. But nevertheless, we are in Canada, and we are following here our schedule. I would like to extend big thanks right now to Natasha Bridgemahan. She is one of our sponsors, huge sponsor. This is the second year that she is sponsoring the show. She had an appreciation then for her clients on the weekend, a phenomenal picnic, and I'm so thankful for being invited. We had a phenomenal time, so thank you so much, Natasha Bridgemahan. She's all about helping you with your financial need, whether it is investment on your future, investment on your retirement, or investment for your kids. And I also invest in real estate. So a full package with Natasha Bridge-Mahan and the Natasha Company. Okay, so let me move on because we really don't want to run out of time. We only have about half an hour with our guests, and we do have a half an hour with music. So if you are interested in submitting your MP3, everyone, submit it to va@lizzyt.com, va@lizzyt.com. So today we're going to talk with an expert, all to do about marketing and all to do with digital marketing. So we're speaking right now to a handsome fellow. If you are looking on Facebook, my fan page, the Lizzy T Show, and on Facebook, I will have a link of the show. And his name is Will, and he was referred to me by a very, very amazing lady that we've kind of been collaborating back and forth for a year now. And so his name is Will. He is a successful entrepreneur by means of the digital marketing, and you know how important digital marketing is nowadays. And an e-commerce expert, he built and scaled several multi-million dollar businesses specializing with result-based on marketing. He has expensive enterprises proven success both in building and maintaining set up businesses. His company is called, I love it, Unstoppable.co. And it's funny because I interviewed about a month ago Unstoppable Tracy. So that name, it is definitely the name to have nowadays. Focus on providing clients with real and meaning results using marketing strategies to generate a positive return on investment. Absolutely. A lot of you, and by the way, if you want to call in 343-870-4059, take advantage. This fellow is a pretty penny per hour if you would like to speak to him, and we have him here today. And so let's welcome him. With he will talk about how to get secrets behind success and entrepreneur and digital expert. So let's talk, and let's welcome with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Will, and welcome to the Lizzy T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening or afternoon for you? I guess you're in Texas, right?
Yeah, so I'm in Austin right now. I want to first say thank you so much for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure and honor. My goodness, when Diane sent me your info and I was looking a little bit on your website, well, I was like, yeah, this is a must. This is definitely a must. And I love to get started on the idea of you starting this company, how did it came about? I mean, were you always into that realm of expertise? Was this your genre, or you went to school and did something completely different, but here you are promoting something that is so pertinent for a small business?
For sure. Yeah, great question. Actually, you know, I never woke up and said, I want to be a marketer or I want to be a digital marketer. And I'll keep it kind of short, but I had a successful e-commerce business that I sold in 2014. And the way I was able to actually take control of that business and actually own my own destiny was not to just keep hiring people and getting burned per se, but I decided that the only way to grow a company yourself is to really get the customers yourself. And there's so many different ways to get them, but I decided to embark on teaching myself all the facets of paid traffic acquisition online and marketing and branding online and building relationships online. And so when I sold the business in 2014, I had a lot of colleagues come to me and say, hey, can you help me grow my business? And, you know, I was looking for my next product, my next company to grow. And what ended up happening was I noticed that a lot of these companies and colleagues and friends that asked me for advice, asked me to help them, had gone through a similar experience that I went through where they would bring on an agency or somebody that said they could do something but actually really couldn't. And there was no transparency, right? You want to trust everybody because they say they can do something, but they never actually follow through. And so I realized that I'm actually helping people at their core grow their dreams. And it spun off into an agency. And I said, wow, I'm getting a lot of clients here. didn't really know I was going to do this. And then it just kind of built into a full branding, design, marketing firm where we help clients just scale significantly online.
That is so cool, Will. That is so interesting. And it's funny because you kind of took upon learning for yourself to find out what would it take? What do I have to do in order to get my company to the top level? And here you are, teaching others and starting an amazing company. Now you have stuff, you have people, you have clients. I've seen on your website that you have worked with amazing, very, very important people. So tell us a little bit how you've worked with amazing names I'm reading here. So how does it feel that after you started this and it basically took like a wildfire all in its own. How does it feel that you've worked with really amazing names?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super humbled because, you only feel good about something when you actually help somebody else, right? It's the whole value first approach. And so a lot of the way that we work with people is, hey, we look at the whole business, not just marketing, because anybody that just approaches you and hasn't run a business or just says they do marketing and they're not looking at the whole ecosystem, the revenue, the cost of goods, all these things, then they're really selling your business short because they're not looking at it the way a business owner would. And so I'm very humbled when I get to work with a big name or a big brand because I see it as an opportunity to make a name for myself because they've allowed me to work with them, right? And sure, they're paying me and all this stuff, but I can't sleep at night. My team can't sleep at night unless we get results, right? We really, really care about performance. And I think that that's lacking a lot today, hiring consultants and different people. And so we really take it a step further. And the second that we get a client and that's a good fit, we pretend we own the business. Like we pretend that that's us in the CEO seat because that's how we want to make decisions. And that's ultimately how we're going to grow it the right way. So definitely humbled and excited to be working with big businesses and brands that, are happy to work with us. So it's been a very, very cool learning experience.
That's amazing. Good for you that you still, you true self, you're still humble and you still have. And I love how you say it, that you've actually felt like you are the CEO, you are that owner. So you are literally putting yourself on the client's shoe to feel what it, to know what it feels like to be them and to grow. It's like your own business. You just now not the business trying to help them, but you are, how would this promote me? How would being that on the other side? That's beautiful. I've actually never heard that. Now, the name Unstoppable, I'm very curious, how did that come about? Because this is the second time I've heard it. I mentioned on my intro that I've known somebody else that I interviewed. I don't know if you ever heard. She's very, very amazing, Unstoppable Tracy. But how did you came about with Unstoppable?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the phrase just kept getting brought in front of me when talking to clients. I don't know where it started ringing in my ear, but when I was talking to clients and, one of our first clients that we brought from almost, $100 a day in revenue to thousands upon thousands of dollars a day in revenue across multiple channels, through back and forth through conversations, we just kept talking about how we're going to be unstoppable, how this is unstoppable, how our momentum is unstoppable. And the more we kept talking about it, the more I kept thinking, the mindset behind what we're doing is such an unstoppable mindset that if we create an aura of just the company, like top down, like we are unstoppable in itself, then I think that every day when we go to work or when we work for somebody or we take initiative and that's our name in the back of our company and being said over and over and over, I thought there's no better place for it than to be the actual name of the company. And it's worked, right? It's
oh, yeah.
Because we've named
oh, yeah.
ourselves. Yeah, because we've named ourselves something with such a powerful positive affirmation, it's trickled down into all of our employees and our clients, and that forward momentum and mindset has really had us achieving, surpassing our goals and our clients' goals. And so that's kind of how we came up with the name, and it just stuck.
Awesome, awesome. One of the things that I noticed too, and it's funny, you just touch a little bit of how people think that they don't need to market their business or other people spend. I was just on a networking event just last week, and I was talking to someone who has spent some amount of investment to have their company pushed, and nothing happened. They didn't do anything. They were supposed to get taking care of their social media and their marketing and their presence, and nothing happened. They could have done it themselves, but they invested in something that didn't. So what do you say to that approach? That people, should they, and obviously I think the answer is going to be, should they invest in marketing their business, their company? Now, do you work mostly with people that are just starting base, or a company that is already established and would say into that second level?
Yeah, so great question. So we work with everybody, and we're very, very transparent up front, right? If we don't think somebody's going to be a good fit, we'll be very honest, and then we'll actually help them and point them in the right direction. But to answer your other question, I think it's a very, very, very important question is, there's so many businesses or marketing firms or whoever like taking money and not actually providing results. And as a business owner, I say you don't need to learn all of it, but learn enough to know that when you can cut the cord fast, right? Because there's so many times when you might have some extra pocket cash or whatever, and you see a firm that's advertising low prices, and you go and say, you know what, it's not, you know, here, manage that. And if you don't understand enough about the process, then you're going to feel left out in the loop. And I even say it's very hard these days to find the right company for you or to offer services. A lot of our clients have been completely personal referrals because they've seen what we've done. They trust us, and then they trust themselves and their reputation enough to introduce us to one of their colleagues or friends. And so I always tell people, I'm like, look, if you're embarking, whether it's, you know, you want to hire a marketing firm, or you want to hire an accounting firm, or you want to hire a lawn care service, right? Like, find somebody through a personal referral first, and then go through that route, because there's a reputation trail. Right, your friends, your family, your colleagues are they know they're putting their name on somebody to introduce you to, and then that will make sure that there is, you know, feedback and that people are performing to the right way. And so, as a business owner, definitely take initiative to do the hard thing, where you're actually trying to learn somewhat of it, but not all of it to take away from your focus. And then the other thing is, get a personal referral, find somebody who you trust to hand that to you, because there's a lot less risk going that route.
Great advice. And if it worked, yeah, absolutely. I always try to go with the people that somebody tells me, you got to meet them, you got to talk to them, you got to meet with them. And there is that, mm-hmm. you know, look at what they did. And there's that persistence and that credibility, because the person believes so much in what they did that obviously most people, most true entrepreneurs that, you know, love to give back, they want somebody else to benefit as well. Now, I noticed that you work, you are in the States, but thanks to the internet and thanks to, you know, the World Wide Web, we can talk and make business all over the world. You take clients that assume from different parts of the world, or do you just stick with clients in the U.S.?
Yeah, first off, it's awesome that we can do things internationally now. 10, 20 years ago, it would be very, very tough, but now it's a whole different ballgame. And so to answer your questions, yeah, we have clients from all over. We've got some awesome clients in Australia, in Great Britain. We have some interest in other areas, but those are the two places right now that we have, you know, a few clients in. But yeah, so we're international. If somebody comes to us, has a great product or a great service or a great brand, or, you know, even if you just want advice or questions, like mm-hmm. we love answering those. So the international thing is awesome. And we have clients all over the place right now.
Awesome. So for you Canadians, come on up. We still have some time here. Give us a call, ask us questions. 343-870-4059 is the number to call. Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a link right now with Will's beautiful, gorgeous picture. and there you can ask right now anything you like. Again, I assume that this fellow will charge a pretty penny if you need to do a one-on-one, so take the opportunity. We will have the links, everyone, to his website, social media, for you to be able to get in touch with them. Now, one of the things that I find sometimes with branding companies is doing workshops for people to have a little bit of idea what is marketing. There's a lot of misconception, Will, what is marketing, what is digital marketing, what is e-commerce, all of those things right now, for especially for people that have been in business for a while, and this is brand new for them. They're used to the typical, you know, mail in the mailbox, or they're used to, you know, doing phone calls, kind of cold call. They're not too aware to what the world is about now and in the years 2000. Do you do any of that, workshops or anything like that, like people could attend to? Are you planning to do anything like that in the near future?
Yeah, that's a great question. We absolutely do and are. And so we've only had two before, but I think that, you know, you touched on a good point that not a lot of people that even are entrepreneurs or own local businesses or businesses offline, they don't understand the ecosystem online yet. And so we are planning to create some workshops to kind of go over, you know, what it means to be online, to market online, and how to create a brand online, because it's not a one size fits all, and it's not a all at once, right? There's steps and approaches to take that you should follow to make sure, you know, your investment is being done right. You're working on your brand, you're working on your site, and, you know, a lot of people get overwhelmed. And so we definitely plan on offering more of that and really having a place for people to come and we can train that, and actually making an online course out of it, right? I think that that's a big thing too. People really should be able to go anywhere around the world and, take that course.
Absolutely. I'm signing up already. And it's true, because I talk to a lot of people that are, you know, the old, I'm the old way. You cannot teach me that internet thing. And if they would have been online, they would have had that media presence, some sort. I can guarantee their business will be, you know, instead of a stagnant, at least to the up hard to where everybody else do. And you don't need to do it yourself. You could hire people like Unstoppable, Will's team to help you out. Again, you could always reach them out and give them a call and get in touch. So on that note, Will, I really want to for you to tell us, where can people reach you right now?
Absolutely. You guys, you know, you can find me on Instagram at Will Dean. You can go to unstoppable.co, unstoppable.co. That's our website. You fill out a form that'll go right to me or my team, or our Facebook page, or my Facebook page, Real Will Dean. And if you just Google me, I'm sure you'll be able to find me, but feel free to reach out. I'm always down to help. You know, I'm always down to help new entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, anybody that needs some advice, you know, free of charge, just hit me up and I'll point you guys in the right direction.
What? Free of charge? This is unheard of. Not
hey,
only for
free,
the Lizzie T Show
the
listeners. Yes, only for the Lizzie T Show listeners. Nowadays, yes,
that's
it's
right.
Very rare to find something like that. But I want you guys to reach out and definitely, you know, check it out. I have placed the link on Lizzie T Radio on Facebook. Facebook Lizzie T Radio, LIZY Radio. So there's a link right now with the show and also with the link for his website, and I'll link out his social media, Instagram, and all that good stuff as well. Well, I can't believe, my goodness, you are the type of guy that I can talk forever, because, you know, we need information like this nowadays. We need this. It's so imperative for your business. You are a coach, you're a singer-songwriter, and this is really what we have here in our show all the time. We have authors that are promoting their book. We have, entrepreneur inventors. And one of the difficulties that they have, that's why they contact me. My contact, it is worldwide, and we are been doing this for the last 3-4 years now, because they notice that if they search for my name, they get to get them. But what would you say is one of the biggest mistakes that people are doing for them to promote themselves? And what would you say that are one of the things that people are doing right in order to get their presence in digital marketing?
Sure. No, it's a great question. I think that one of the biggest mistakes people are doing that have personal brands is they're not using their close network enough, right? A lot of people feel like they should just put themselves out there and use paid traffic or, just keep posting on social. But, no one was a self-made man. That's the kind of a saying, like no one's self-made. Everybody has been built to where they are through help of others. And so I think that people, when they're trying to build their brands and, get started to this point of whether they're, selling their new book or promoting their new book or, they're a singer or whatever, really tap into your close network that knows you personally and let them be the snowball that kind of gets you going and builds your momentum and that mindset. And then once you really have momentum, you can start looking at other channels to promote yourself. But having that backing or that base of your close personal network, those Facebook groups, those friends that you've had for years, that's really going to accelerate your success so that you're not just putting yourself out there. It makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is, I think people get discouraged. I've been to that networking mm-hmm. meeting. I've been to them. Nothing happened. Nobody's buying from me. Well, I guess you need to find another networking group or something else that will help you. But again, seeing your close niche, the people that you hang around with, it is, again, they're going to be referrals if you work with them. And that's how we have managed to get sponsored here on the show. This is, I've been referred. Your show is great. You're all over. And I want to be able for you to mention my company out there as well. So yes, absolutely. Love it. Love it. Well, again, I can ask you questions forever, but I know you need to go. You're a very, very busy man, and I appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes, to talk about your business, your expertise. There was a lot of jewels today, a lot of wisdom, and this show is recorded, so do not worry, everyone. If you have just tuned in, you will be able to listen to the whole thing, and again, call them up and ask questions, because is definitely, definitely worth it. Well, any last word before we go?
I would just say that for all the entrepreneurs, all the people out there that are trying to achieve something, a goal, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, just keep your head down and don't look at everybody else's wins, right? One of the biggest things with us as a society has a problem with is focusing on everybody else's successes. And something that I'm really, really
comparing
passionate
yourself.
About. Yeah, exactly. Something I'm really passionate about. I've been through stuff. Everybody's been through some things, and no one really talks about those losses, but the little wins is what gets you ahead. Every time you have a little win, that's a push to keep going and keep going. And whenever you position yourself against somebody else, whether it's your best friend or a successful person on TV, you're selling yourself short. And just don't focus on everybody else's wins. Focus on the goals in front of you. Take the best knowledge you can get from people that are successful. Read a boatload of books, because other people have already gone through those journeys. And just put your head down, stay focused, and I promise you will be successful if you keep going after those little wins.
Wonderful. Wow. Love it, guys. This is beautiful. Yeah, he deserves an applause. Absolutely. And don't give up, everyone. The light is just at the, like he said, can guarantee you're going to win on the end. Thank you so much, Will, for being with us today, and have a fantastic afternoon there in Austin.
Thank you, Lizzie. I really appreciate you having me.
Okay, my pleasure. That was Will with Unstoppable. Check it out, everyone. Have questions. Just the websites are there. The info is there. And I love it. We will continue on our musical section. You that have submitted your MP3, we will play your song, Not to Worry. The first song is Motivated by Mr. Walty.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. You know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish. Tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Showing I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Facing bullets that were killed.
I don't
but
see
I
no red light.
Persuasion, sensation. It happens all the time.
All the time.
sparkle in the air.
Yeah.
It's crazy hard to define or forget the picture in your mind for life. First by second, it's like bathing in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming, supernatural. First by second. Anticipation, they both gather their self-control. Start to make some playful conversation. It happens all the time. First by second, it's like bathing in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming, supernatural. First by second. Racing, I'm wondering if the feelings can last. Saving that moment in time. It's a happy, happy ride.
Sorrentes with this song, and I'll give it to you right now. It is Pop Folk, and Sorrentes has been submitting MP3s with us for a while now, so I'm really, really happy that he is here with us again. So every time he brings a solo, he sends it to us. So let's applaud him, and we'll be back with another song.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Okay, everyone, so this is it for today. We will be back tomorrow with another show, another fantastic guest. Thank you so much, everyone. And as I always say, don't have a good day. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.